Love built this garden for the two of us to dream in. Written by Ineffable Doll. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress.
Hello there. The gardener, who was pruning the rose trellis, let out a strangled noise and dropped her shears, whipping around. Zira adjusted her hold on the glass of lemonade, ice cubes clinking in time with her frantic heartbeat.
Sorry, Ello. I already said that. I just thought, well, it's rather hot, isn't it? I thought you might like a refreshment?
The gardener pushed her sunglasses up her nose, the dirt on her hands leaving a smudge on her chin. Zira wanted to wipe it away for her, gently, with her thumb, which was entirely inappropriate.
Arr,
the gardener stammered. She gave a small cough, her voice coming out much more sure when she added,
Yeah, that would be great.
Lovely. She held out the glass, and the gardener took it, careful not to let any dirt touch Zira's clean hands. Zira tried not to be disappointed, because, really, have some dignity. It was absurd to have been harboring this crush for so long without having ever spoken to the woman. Before now.
So,
the gardener said when Zira continued to awkwardly stand there. You're one of the boss's kids, yeah? She nodded. Zira McDormand. And you?
Crowley.
I'll also respond to Anne. Lovely to meet you. You have no idea how lovely, she thought.
Mm-hmm.
Crowley took a sip of her lemonade, then raised an eyebrow at Zira.
Nice to see the ghost of the manor. I'd almost convinced myself you weren't even real.
I beg your pardon?
Crowley grinned at her, all teeth.
I've been here for 3 months. You think I didn't notice you in the window, watching me? You can see through glass both ways, you know. I'd recognize your pretty curls anywhere by now.
Zira felt her face flush red.
I didn't realize, she spluttered. Oh, she'd been ogling the gardener for months, and she knew the whole time. I'm dreadfully sorry, Zira croaked before hurriedly backing away, intending to perhaps run away into the woods and never return.
Crowley caught, gently, like the petals of a flower bud, the tips of Zira's fingers.
Wait, hold on. Didn't mean to scare you off.
The teasing was gone from her voice, and she smiled softly. I kinda liked it. Wanted to meet you. Zira hesitantly paused her plans to become a woodland hermit.
Well, I hope I haven't disappointed. I'm mere flesh and bone, I'm afraid.
Crowley's eyes twinkled.
Even better.
Ah, she said intelligently. Tip-top. They stared at each other. Zira couldn't keep her eyes from drifting to the dirt smudge on Crowley's chin. It was terribly distracting, much like every other aspect of Crowley's person.
Do you mind if I...
Zira's final brain cells scattering to the wind, she stepped closer and reached out to wipe it away.
Oh,
Crowley breathed at the contact of hand to face. Not at all. Zira had just enough time to notice that Crowley had freckles before the gardener pressed her lips to her own.
The end.